Network presents Eddie Condon's Jazz Concert. Ladies and gentlemen, we wish we could tell you exactly what's going to happen at this town hall recital in New York City this afternoon, but the fact is, nobody knows, especially the conductor of the only unrehearsed, freewheeling, completely barefoot music on the air, Eddie Condon.
Thank you, Fred Robbins. Well, it looks like we're going to do a little ding-dong in here. By the way, that last number, I want to tell you who was in this fracas. There's Gene Schrader on the piano from Down Nick's, and there's Bob Haggard on the bass. He's sort of a freelance, still a country gentleman. Connecticut farmer. Thank you, Bob. Ernie Caceres on the baritone, and it was Maxie Kaminsky, rather, on the cornet. He's from down at the Pied Piper. Then we have Benny Morton on the trombone from the Downtown Cafe Society. We have George Wetling back on the drums. He works with some fella named Paul Whiten. We just sneaked him away from that field call rehearsal. I hope they're doing as well as we are. At least I'm under that impression. Have I covered everybody? Oh, Jonah, come over here a second. What's that song now, Jonah?
Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas.
From where?
From Dumas.
Are you ready to do it? We're going to take two beats on this, Jonah. Ready? One, two, three.
Ding dong, daddy from Dumas, ought to see me do my stuff, babes. Ding dong, daddy from Dumas, ought to see me strut. Baby, baby, here I am. Make them cats stop digging your gams. Ding dong, daddy from Dumas, ought to see me do my stuff. Ding dong, daddy from Dumas, ought to see me do my stuff, babes. Ding dong, daddy from Dumas. Ought to see me strut. My chick ain't tall, my chick ain't lean. Talking about a beauty, you should see my queen. Ding dong, daddy from Zuma. Wanna see me do my stuff, babe. Ding dong, daddy from Duma's Doom. Wanna see me do my stuff, babe. Ding dong, daddy from Duma. Wanna see me strut. Eddie and the cats are here today, swinging and jabbing your blues away. Ding dong, daddy from Dumas, wanna see me do my stuff. I'm a ding dong, daddy from Dumas, wanna see me do my stuff, babe. Ding dong, daddy from Dumas, wanna see me strut. These cats are swinging and they won't stop. Give me a chorus or I'll blow my top. Ding dong, daddy.
Well, we got Bill the Lion, Willie Smith here. Bill, how about that Echoes of Spring? You want to give that a little try?
Pretty, Eddie.
Take it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bill, I might tell those who are listening to this that Bill Smith wrote this thing. Probably took him all of 5 minutes to write it, 3 to play it. Bill, don't look at this now. What do you got in mind there for this second number? What have you got in mind, Bill?
I want to play the Polonaise by Moskowski, Ed.
Say, that sounds like it came from out of town.
He's a weird man. I'm going to give him a little left hand.
All right, throw that right one in there, too.
Oui.
Take it away, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. That was Willie the Lion. Very good, Bill. Now we get Ed Hall here. He's got the band down at the Cafe Society downtown. Ed Hall is going to play Caravan. Ed, do you want to step over here for a second? Ed, now I'm going to ask you one thing. And I know you haven't got the answer. How are you going to play this thing? We don't know yet, do we?
Well, we're going to play two choruses again.
Two choruses?
Two choruses, yes.
Well, let's fly into that thing. How are we going to start it, Ed?
George, you got four on this.
George Willing?
Count.
Well, that's that Whiteman fellow. All right, George, take four. Well, we're in Egypt now. Thank you.
well, well. Thank you, Ed Hall. That Haggard guy was playing at bass down there with Ed and the boys, George, and Gene Schrader on the piano. See, next week, we're going to have that boy back here, Gene Krupa. He opens the Capitol Thursday. Probably have a 9 o'clock show Thursday morning. I'll make one later, I'm sure. So, we may as well get into this next number now. Ernie Caceres, you step in here for a second, Ernie? Come on now, Ernie. Fess up and tell us what you're going to play.
An old number, New Orleans. I don't know who wrote it.
Well, his name's down here, Mr. Hoagy Carmichael. We're going to play this New Orleans, and we're going to take it nice and slow. I'm going to give you two beats on this, fellas. Are you ready? Ready? Boom. Boom. Find out. However,
Jelly Roll Morton,
did he write that? Well, if he didn't, we'll make believe he did anyhow. Now, we're going to take this and I want to give you two beats on it. Are you ready? One, two.
Thank you.
Fred Robbins.
Okay,
Eddie. Here, will you, Fred?
Sure will. We have an ambitious project for next week's program, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to try to give you an all Bix Beiderbecke show. We're going to try to tell you the story of this American musical genius, about the bands he played in and the songs he played. Bix isn't around anymore, so you won't hear Bix. But you will hear from the musicians who knew him best and appreciated him most. Max Kaminsky and Bobby Hackett will play songs like "O Katerina" and "Big Boy," songs that Bix used to play after hours when he worked for Gene Goldkett, songs that Bix used to play with the Wolverines. Pee-wee will recall those songs a little five-piece relief band used to play at the Arcadia Ballroom out in St. Louis, a little band that included Bix and Pee-wee, Peck Kelly, and a new fellow named Frank Trumbauer. Gene Krupa will be here, too, and Gene will be thinking of when he played with Bix in the basement of the Three Deuces on North State Street out in Chicago. That was when Bix was in Paul Whiteman's great orchestra at the Chicago Theater. You'll hear some of those piano solos Bix used to write. They'll be played by Harry Gibson of the Juilliard Academy. And if it isn't too early in the day, you can't tell, Eddie might tell you about the music that used to happen in the Rendezvous back in Chicago, late in the lean hours when the big band packed up the arrangements and they turned Bix loose. How about that, Ed?
Well, things were pretty loose in those hours. They had a big band, and actually they were playing dictatorial music. But on that late shift, it was dictatorial, but there was a different guy dictating. Now we're going to get into this wind-up here. About that Beiderbecke thing, I hope we can do a sincere, conscientious job on that, because everybody here that's here now and will be here all have a full hand of aces for Beiderbecke. What we're going to do now is start this final ham section. Gene Schrader, are you ready? Take it away, Gene.
We're happy to report that Pee Wee's picture is brightening up homes from coast to coast. If you want one, just drop a line to Eddie, care of the Blue Network, New York City. Eddie Condon's jazz concert is produced by Ernest Anderson and announced by Fred Roberts.